Benhadad said he dedicated himself to helping others. This means he must deal with the public. And yet, there was a certain shyness about the Benhadad than being seen by doing things in public that he abstained from. Whenever he did anything in public, he found it extremely difficult. It was very difficult for him. For example, to recite anything, to say, to be a Baal Tefillah, be a chazan for the Amid. The Benhadad refused to do that at any time. To be a Baal Kedah, read the Torah, that's reciting publicly. Or even a Baal Makri, so simple as to announce the Kedah of the Shofar. Holiest day, the Benhadad says, Rosh Hashanah. It's his day. The most important thing then is the blowing of the Shofar. Blowing of the Shofar has to have a Talmud Chacham, the Rebbe, announces the Kedah, so that there'll be no confusion, no question of which Kedah goes, whether it was done properly, whether it should be blown over again. We have the Rebbe, the Dog, who recites that. Simple few words announcing whether it's Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, or Shvarim alone, Teruah alone. This slight action, being Baal Makri, Benhadad abstained from that too because it meant performing in public. Even when it came time for the Yahrzeit, his mother, Tzedekus, came time just to say Kaddish in public, Benhadad found that it was so taxing, so trying, extreme difficulty he was able to do it. The only thing that he did in public was to make Kiddush for the Eilim, to say the Kiddush to make to the Eilim, and to say Torah, give a shear. It's the only thing that he did in public. And this, he did it with the utmost difficulty, the utmost self-sacrifice, the utmost energy expended to perform these things. Otherwise, he refrained from any other item of public action.